know-how.
Grab a Napa bucket for $2.99, and everything you fit in it is 20% off. What can you fit in the bucket? A radiator? No. 10 oil filters and 756 pine tree air fresheners? With some elbow grease, maybe. Get your Napa bucket today and save 20% off everything you pack in it. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. Some exclusions apply at participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 5/31/14.
I would imagine you like the draft. I consider you as much architect as coach. Did you look forward to the draft?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the most challenging aspects of building a franchise, I think, for any team in any sport. And I do follow other sports, and I do talk to other general managers, and particularly more recently baseball, and how they go about their draft. And, you know, I've actually been exposed to GMs and the selection process during the draft. It's very interesting. It's challenging. And, I mean, it requires a discipline to kind of to adhere to the prototypical player that fits your team and your system. Coach Landry told me something a long time ago. He said, Bill, do not draft exceptions, or pretty soon you're going to have a team full of exceptions. knowing full well, you're going to miss a really good player somewhere that just doesn't happen to fit your system. But the more of those you draft, the less you're going to look like the team you want to look like.
We may have talked about this last time, Bill, but our culture has changed between Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all this stuff. Is that almost any really good college quarterback now is to some degree a little bit of a celebrity quarterback. You're not a fan of that. I'm not either. But do we have to change? Would Bill Parcells today have to sort of change your ideology a little bit on that? Because, heck, if you play for Alabama or you play for USC or Ohio State, they're all going to be kind of celebrity quarterbacks. And, of course, I'm talking about Johnny Manziel.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these young men now, their economic considerations that come into play, that everyone is encouraging them to entertain. And they just come with the territory now. And I think as a coach you have to be flexible enough to understand, hey, that this young man only goes around one time. The thing I think I was referring to about the celebrity quarterback when I used that term was the degree of commitment that the player is willing to make. There's no doubt in my mind Peyton Manning is a celebrity quarterback, but there's also no doubt about the commitment that fellas like Manning and Breeze and Brady make in order to ensure that they're top performers for their team.
Bill Parcells, two rings, the great rebuilder of franchises, in my opinion, in league history, the Herd on ESPN Radio. Bill, most teams don't want to do that HBO Hard Knocks. I don't think they're HBO phobic. I don't think they like the distraction. Most teams don't want Tebow. I don't think they're Christian or Tebow phobic. They just don't want the distraction. I don't believe I should marginalize every team that passed on Michael Sam because they're homophobic. I think the league is distraction phobic. And I understood teams that didn't want what appeared to be a marginal player because of potentially a media distraction. Going into the draft and now out of the draft, what was your opinion on what happened with Michael Sam and where he went and how late he went?
Well, you know, the guy did have a pretty good performance level in college. I mean, the old saying in football, you judge a trapper by his furs, and he had a few furs on his horse because he was a good sack. You know, he did sack the quarterback, and that's a valuable asset. I think he'll be kind of a designated pass rusher. That's where they will try to fit him in. Now, the thing that people that mention about the Rams is their starters. Well, they've got a couple of good backups that are pass rushers as well. So this young man has a top, you know, challenge coming for him. If he's going to make that Rams team, he's going to have to do it not only with the pass rush, but he's going to have to be an outstanding special teams player.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good fit for him. St. Louis, you know, the environment he's used to, Missouri, that kind of thing. I think it's a good fit. And I do think it's probably the best chance that he's going to have for success. And I'm certain that the league and the commissioner are very happy about that choice.
Bill Parcells. Bill, you know, not every locker room's perfect anyway. I mean, I covered enough teams that some guys didn't like other guys in the locker room. Some worry about Michael Sam in the locker room. Did you ever have a perfect locker room? Did you ever have a chaotic locker room? This idea that every player likes every player, I don't think they do. Do they?
No, we had a free for all one day right before a playoff game because a player was late coming in and the other players just jumped on top of him. It was like a big mess.
But, wow.
You know, somehow it works out, and the real thing is, it doesn't make any difference who you are. If you can help, then the door is usually open and you're readily accepted. And if you can't, then not too many people have time for you.
Yeah. Bill, I kind of believe Johnny Manziel with the right system may work, but I'll throw this at you. In the AFC North, Flacco and Roethlisberger, big strong arms in those windy outdoor conditions, have succeeded. In the NFC North, Aaron Rodgers, Jay Cutler, Stafford, big strong arms. One of my concerns about Manziel has been, or Bridgewater in Minnesota, if you're playing outdoors in the North, October, November, December, I don't think Johnny's kind of got the arm that can squeeze it into tight windows. That's why I don't think he works in Cleveland. Am I wrong? Would you consider that, the wind, the outdoors, where you play, what division?
Well, I think you absolutely have to do that because, you know, that's an environment that you're asking the player to function in. However, this is kind of a unique player, and he has a unique skill set. And so far, on the level he's competed at, all the levels, he's been successful. It's not so much the ability that the player has or has demonstrated that concerns me. It's just because of his size and the way he plays will the durability aspect come into play.
Right.
And if he can survive, and you know, this playing quarterback in the NFL is hazardous to your health. And if he can survive, I think he'll do pretty much what he's done. But I think that's the real, real challenge. And to have a coaching staff that can kind of identify, hey, what is this guy going to be able to do early in his career to have success, put him in a situation that allows his talent to flourish without jeopardizing, you know, his career.
Good stuff. Bill, I always appreciate you coming on our show. You educate me and our audience, and thank you so much.
Okay, Colin, good luck.
Right now at Napa, get your favorite flavor of Valvoline Conventional or Max Life Motor Oil for just $3.59 a quart. Buy 5 quarts, and you'll also get a $7 mail-in rebate. Yep, $7. Enough to get a plate of bacon with a side of bacon smothered in bacon. Mmm, now that's tasty. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/14.